Silent Bob won't shut up. It's the Kevin Smith Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Knight Rider makes me smile. Were you a big fan of the show?
I love that show.
Kevin Smith here at the Kevin Smith Show, which we've renamed Not That Bad.
You got more names. Here.
More names. What's the other one? Hit me with a few more.
I lost all of them already.
Boy, you're, you're a hell of a producer, sir.
Well, we'll vamp a little bit. Hey, Kev. What's going on?
Kevin Smith here talking to Brian Lynch, Jason Mewes, and Edgar Wright. I'm sorry, I got lost looking at the show names. You compiled them all into one list.
I installed them on list.
Well done.
Let's get these other ones now.
Yeah, let's
check it out.
We will. We'll get to a few. Edgar, what are you doing in town?
Oh,
because you're not from here.
No, I'm not from here. You can probably...
detected in your
that.
In your very
no, I'm over for the Saturn Awards, which are on Tuesday.
What are they?
The Sci-Fi and Fantasy and Horror Awards.
So are you up for an award? Are you presenting?
Yes, we're up for Best Horror, which is
what are you up against?
Dawn of the Dead.
Oh Lord.
The Grudge. I don't know. What else are we up against? I can't remember the other ones. But if we beat Dawn of the Dead, that would be a sweet victory.
You'd like that?
Yeah.
What did you think of the Dawn of the Dead remake?
I thought it was all right. I think it's very slick, and it's kind of, but it is kind of like a car commercial version of the first one.
What did you think of The Grudge?
I like the guy with no jewel. I like the lady with no jewel, rather.
Right.
But
that's how you like your lady, sir.
Yeah.
Would that be slick?
What, sorry?
Slick?
The Grudge was slick as well.
Yeah.
But like,
slick,
I think
like Hollywood.
Oh.
But I think, like, I don't know, I love Japanese horror, but I think it's kind of played out now. Creepy Japanese school kids, women walking backwards, people going, oh! It's over.
That was pretty scary.
I was a little scared myself. You're not in town for the Prism, sir?
What's the Prism?
The funny you should ask. Ray, you know that movie about Ray Charles?
Yeah.
And TV hits Desperate Housewives, ER, and Lost were among the winners Thursday at the 9th Annual Prism Awards, which recognize accurate depictions of drug, alcohol, and tobacco use in entertainment. They have an award show for everything.
Hey, why wasn't Shaun of the Dead up for that?
Why? Which did you portray accurately?
Like, weed use.
Weed use?
I know that sounds very clinical like that.
Let's see.
Weed use.
Presented by the Entertainment Industries Council in partnership with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, FX News Corp., and the National Institute on Drug Abuse, the Prism Awards were handed out at a gala dinner at the Beverly Hills Hotel. The award ceremony will air September 4th as a one-hour special on the FX network. How come Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back was never up for one of these? We showed some weed.
Well, I think it's about
not
like,
so much, so.
Showing the negative effects of weed. It sounds like with Lost and stuff like
Jamie
that.
Jamie Foxx won for his performance in Ray, which this probably dwarfs that Oscar, yes. Doesn't it?
I heard he cried.
Katie Sagal for her performance in the comedy series 8 Simple Rules. Ray Liotta for ER. Christine Lottie for Jack and Bobby. They really don't go into like what it's all about, though. So I guess a positive portrayal or... one that doesn't make it seem like
cool to do.
Really? So yeah, they make it seem uncool?
Right, because in Lost, the guy's clearly not enjoying being on heroin.
What about Harold and Kumar?
I thought they were saying...
Harold and Kumar, they're not up for it either. Apparently, if you have fun doing drugs, you're not going to get a prism. But you may go to prison. Why? Don't you think that's kind of an unnecessary award, let alone an award ceremony?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I want to win one now.
Is FX so desperate for programming that like,
by the end
this
of the show,
it?
Can we have a talk about how I should get off drugs just so we can win next year?
That'd be awesome.
Okay, good.
We might be nominated for a radio show.
I want to see if Herbie Fully Loaded is nominated next year.
Because what? Have you seen the trailer for Herbie Fully Loaded?
I have.
And?
I don't know which is more CG assisted, the car or her breasts. I don't
know.
What?
Attacking the Lohan. She's an American icon, sir.
I like her.
No, I don't. Not at all. I think that trailer actually looks kind of good.
Okay.
No, you can't get wrong.
You don't like that trailer?
No, not at all.
At least.
At least they show Herbie, like it's old Herbie. It's not
exactly.
That is great, but old Herbie's headlights didn't make funny faces.
He blinks now, and apparently he's into young chicks because they make that joke about like he's looking at a newer Volkswagen and... Lohan says, she's too young for you, Herbie.
And then Herbie pouts.
And Herbie smacks her in the face and goes after the young Volkswagen.
It'd be great if there was a proper fight between old Beetle and new Beetle, like Superman 3.
That'd be pretty. Oh, totally.
Bad
Dark
Superman.
Beetle.
Dark Beetle and good Beetle.
Somebody shows up with some red kryptonite, and Herbie splits into two separate beings. And one is clean Herbie that blinks, and one is classic Herbie that doesn't
rules.
Blink.
And bad Herbie is in a bar flicking peanuts at the back glass.
I'm sorry, licking what now?
Flicking peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. I said
flicking peanuts.
Licking something not, else.
Not my friend Flicker.
I'm into, yeah. And Flicka, basically Herbie hits Flicka.
Oh.
The third one dies. And then finally they're like, let's not make this movie anymore. Kevin Smith with you here on Not That Bad, our radio show. Oh. Named courtesy of Jason Mewes. Here with Brian Lynch, Edgar Wright. Should we do a little more news? You want to take some phone calls? Can I just do one quick news story? Jackson jurors shown nude boy photos from 93 case. I think that's a great headline.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't even want to tell the story.
There you go.
I mean, that headline really says it all. Jurors in Michael Jackson's molestation trial on Friday were shown two picture books with photos of naked boys seized from the entertainer's Neverland estate during an August 93 police raid. Boy, I'm sorry I turned down that jury duty, didn't
now?
It would have seen some naked boys.
I was supposed to go to jury duty this week, and now I kind of am upset that I can't.
The books are entitled Boys Will Be Boys and The Boy, a Photographic Essay. I wonder what they're about.
You have one of those, Lynch, don't you?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. That's why I'm not talking too much.
They were taken from taken when Los Angeles police were investigating molestation allegations against Jackson that were later dropped when the one-time King of Pop... Now he's the one-time King
right,
of Pop.
Right.
I thought once you were King of Pop, you were King of Pop forever.
I think once you start molesting your fans, you might lose your crown.
I think Pop now has a whole new connotation to it, doesn't it? He apparently agreed to pay a multi-million dollar out-of-court settlement for that case. In one of the two books, which was marked very scarce by a book dealer.
Wow.
Got to pull in a guy to actually look at it and go like, yeah, there aren't too many of these in the market. Jackson had apparently inscribed a note. And the note says, quote, look at the true spirit of happiness and joy in these boys' faces. This is the spirit of boyhood, a life I never had and will always dream of. This is the life I want for my children. Do you often inscribe sentimental messages
you
in
know
your
the
pornography?
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, it makes it artier. The Madonna sex book, I wrote a long message to my parents in it. If you find this under my bed.
Do you think the other one kind of like had, like, you know, like old annuals? This photographic essay of boys belongs to Michael Jackson.
And do you think people signed it? Like people from his graduating class, see you in the summer, love, your friend.
Kevin, did they say if the movie rights are available for these books?
Case really isn't about 1993, defense lawyer Robert Sanger said in arguments before jurors heard testimony related to the photo books. He argued that prosecutors who plan to rest next week, apparently this trial is coming to a close, or at least the prosecution is, mm-hmm. were trying to shore up a losing case that Jackson molested a 13-year-old boy in 2003 after plying him with alcohol, a.k.a. Jesus juice, and conspiring to hold his family as virtual hostages at Neverland in Central California.
How long is it before Jesus juice comes out on the market? Wine and Coke hands? I'm there.
It would appeal to which audience? The guys who were into Boy Friendly or whatever the magazine was called, the book was called? That's very bizarre. Call in if you want to chat about stuff. Chat with Edgar Wright. Chat with Jason Mewes. Chat with Brian Lynch. Or chat with me, Kevin Smith. 888-9710. That is 888-9710. Hey, let's go to Josh. Josh on line two. I know, it's bad, isn't it?
I fell asleep there.
Yeah, me too. Not that
Josh
awesome
is a jerk.
Josh, you come on strong, sir.
Oh, no, this ain't Josh.
Who is it?
It's Andrew.
Andrew?
Oh, is this the Andrew, the comatose Andrew from before?
Maybe.
Oh, Andrew has a grudge. That's awesome.
Back again.
Hey, guys, just want to say I'm not a real big fan of what you've been talking about.
Josh Andrew, what's up?
No, I came up with a couple other names, and plus I wanted to...
Is it really Andrew?
Yeah, it is.
Andrew, did you call in under an assumed identity of Josh?
Damn, I was hoping you wouldn't see through my facade.
Well, you immediately said this is Andrew. I mean, it wasn't hard to see through that facade.
You should tell everybody who Andrew is.
Andrew called in before, and he was about the sleepiest cat on radio.
You could say creepiest, too, if you want.
Sleepiest
you
and creepiest.
You could say the best phone call all night.
Yeah, he was pretty good. What do you got to add, Andrew?
No, I got the name.
He's double dipping.
What?
You're double dipping, sir. You went out like a champ with your last phone call. Now you can never top that.
It's all good.
Okay.
I'm not trying to top
anything. Andrew, none of it's good.
Ouch.
More show names, sir.
Yeah, I got one. Hooked on Chronic.
Hooked on Chronic. I execute it. Rhymes with Hooked on Phonics. Next.
Oh. All
right. Chew your leg off.
What?
Chew chew your leg off.
See, this is what I'm talking about. The dude is insane.
Chew your leg off. Interesting. Keep going.
No, that's all I got. And plus, your comment about the CG effects in that Herbie movie.
Yes.
Trust me, those are real.
Why do we trust you on this?
Like my Bob said, they're real.
What, Herbie's headlights are real, or Lindsay Lohan's rack?
Also called headlights.
Andrew, why are you so sure they're real?
Just personal experience. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised at that.
I think you've been watching Mean Girls too much.
Boy, he's an interesting guy. Let's talk to Jen, a girl.
A girl?
She wants to thank Edgar.
Thank Edgar.
Jen on line one, we're talking to you out of San Diego. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
I'm terrible.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear that last call in?
What?
Did you hear the last guy who called in?
No.
Andrew?
This is actually Andrew as well.
Yeah, he's like, hi.
I got you. The ruse is up.
What do you say?
You've been punked. It was boring. Anyway, you want to talk to Edgar?
Yeah.
Do it up.
Okay. Hey, Edgar. I just really like to thank you for your work on Space, because I just got the DVDs.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Love them. It's like my favorite show now.
Thank you very much. Well, hopefully it'll be coming out properly in the States, because it's not actually available here.
I know. It's like we had to get it on Amazon UK, and I'm just spreading the word, you know, to my American peeps.
That's cool. You're American peeps. You're spreading the word. You should be on a commission.
I wish. That would be so cool.
I didn't make any money from it. So
make her wish come true, sir. Make her wish come true. It's such an easy wish to make come true. Give her like $1 a week, and there she is on commission.
There you go.
What?
Bye.
We're picking you up. Thank you very much.
Well, of course. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
The good work. Jerry's calling from Lakewood. Is it Lakewood, New Jersey?
Well, it's Lakewood, California.
Lakewood, California? I only want to talk to Lakewood, New Jersey. Moving on. Aaron in L.A. on line 5.
Hello?
Hey, sir.
Hey. I have a title for the show.
Awesome.
All right. Boots and a sandwich on TV. I mean, on radio.
What?
What?
Wait, which one is it? Boots and sandwich on TV or Boots and sandwich on radio?
No, wait, I mean on radio.
Yeah, I like that long title. Boots and a sandwich on radio. All right.
This is all appropriate from what you've been talking about with the Michael Jackson and everything.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought you were talking about Charlie Dyson.
So. He is, sir. He's hearkening back to the
I got one other question.
Q&A.
You didn't ask one yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a question. I was at the Mallrats thing on Wednesday.
Were you?
Yeah, I didn't get to answer.
I remembered you.
Explain what the Mallrats thing was.
Mallrats thing was a screening. We had a 10th anniversary screening the other night, last week, where we did a screening and Q&A, and afterwards we taped the Q&A for inclusion on the new Mallrats 10th anniversary DVD that comes out in the fall. Thank you for allowing me to pimp. Moving back to you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. I just want to ask a question that I didn't get to ask. About, you know, Brody's T-shirt?
Yes.
That you said that there's actors that auditioned for it, that you morphed into it?
Yes.
What are the actors?
What are actors? They're people you put in front of the camera and you make out your...
They're people from Washington.
Yeah.
What actors were on the shirt?
Does it...
What actors were on the shirt? Yeah.
Name four. Any of them.
Lindsay Lohan.
Herbie.
Herbie.
And the two Flickas.
And the two dead Flickas. Thanks, Aaron. And lots of Splenda. You're listening to Not That Bad, a.k.a. The Kevin Smith Show on the talk station. You got Kevin Smith here with you. You got Brian Lynch. And you got Jason Mewes. You got Edgar Wright, the director of Shaun of the Dead. I don't know why I went up on that. All right. What's that? Why do you keep holding your hands up in the air, sir?
He's very excited.
You want me to go to line 8?
It's a girl!
Connie.
Hello.
How you doing? Well, hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Finally on the air.
Where are you in L.A.?
I am in West L.A., but I represent Hoboken.
Really? Nice. Jersey represent?
Good names, I think.
When did you move out here?
Like 5 years ago.
And do you like it?
Oh, I miss New York and Jersey.
I noticed you said New York first, though.
Well, because I work there, too, you know.
I see. What's up?
Okay, so I have four names.
Yes.
First one, Jersey Calling.
Jersey what?
Jersey Calling.
Jersey Calling.
Okay. Jersey State of Mind.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Sorry, Garden State of Mind.
Okay.
In the Bank, because you're from Red Bank.
In the Butt?
In the Bank.
Bank. I like the other one
whatever
better.
Whatever you prefer. And this one's kind of gay, so maybe it's perfect for Jersey guys.
Jersey guys.
Because he had Jersey Girl.
I gotcha.
Because you had Jersey Girl.
Jersey Guys is the porn version of Jersey Girl, right?
It truly is.
I feel like Jersey Guys would be like a TNBC show.
I don't like to be reminded. I don't like to be reminded of Jersey Girl.
There's already a radio show with that name, by the way.
Jersey Guys?
Yes.
Really? Where are they?
New Jersey.
Get out of here.
Sir, I think mine's the best so far.
Not that bad. It's pretty hot. I actually like Jersey Grill. Myself.
Jersey Grill?
I liked it. Well, I'm not saying it's better, not that bad. I'm just saying I liked it.
Oh, that's because your boy Freaky Deaky or whatever his name is.
Leo the Film Freak called that one in.
Freaky Deaky.
Freaky Deaky. AJ on line 3, Huntington Beach. What's up, sir? Or madam.
Hold on, I gotta put him on hold.
Boy.
Just put him on hold.
Just dead air.
Time for Vamp, Kev.
Vamp.
There you go.
Hello? Hey, sir, what's up?
Am I on the air? Oh, hey, how you doing, dudes?
Hey, we're doing well.
Hey, dudes.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Broseph.
All right. First of all, how about hooking it up conversation?
How about that?
How about
that's
it?
That's a little long.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
And that's also like what? Hooking it up conversation?
Yeah.
Something has to be in parentheses just to make it more confusing.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And also, I have a question. I heard Kevin talking the other night when he was on the Film Freak show about prosthetics.
If by the other night you mean a couple months ago.
No, it was a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
No, it was a couple months ago, sir.
Fight.
It's going way back.
Okay. I've been informed that they played a rerun of that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, they reran it?
You were both
right. We're both right.
Let's agree to disagree.
Okay. Split pot right there, as we say.
All right. So, you said you noticed that. Prosthetics in Sin City, and I'm wondering if there's any way to improve on something like that. Is it the lighting, or what?
I mean, I think in the case of Marv, you're gonna notice the prosthetics because no human being looks like that. So,
right.
And in the case of that yellow bastard, particularly, you're really gonna notice the prosthetics because no human being looks like that. So,
exactly.
I think, Jackson. Who?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. In the case of Michael Jackson,
right, Lohan.
No human being looks like that.
But it's easier for you to spot something like that because you're around that. So the average
No. Are you telling me that you couldn't have spotted that yellow bastard was...
Oh, I don't know the yellow bastard. I'm talking about Sin City, though.
And you're talking... I have two examples, sir. That yellow bastard and Marv. You couldn't tell those two dudes had prosthetics on? Come on.
Well,
that didn't take a pro.
Sure.
That didn't take George Lucas.
No, but Sin City, I don't know. I mean, I guess I got caught up in the movie. So
I love the movie, but come on. You can't tell me that you didn't know that yellow bastard and Marv were in prosthetics.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. Now we agree to disagree. Thank you.
That was the best conversation ever.
It was pretty cool, wasn't it? You're listening to the Not That Bad, a.k.a. The Kevin Smith Show with Kevin Smith. Jason Mewes. What's your name, sir?
Jay Mewes.
Brian Lynch. And Edgar Wright is sitting in with us.
Hello.
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 You immediately class.
Hello, Mary.
Lay it on thick, Dick Van Dyke style. You class the show up with your accent, sir.
Thank you. I can do my Johnny Depp from Hell accent.
Let's hear it.
I'm gonna catch it, the Ripper. That's it.
Oh, that was pretty hot. That was like Andrew, except
I'm
low energy
catch it in the bar.
What? Who do you hope to put in the next movie? You hope to work with the same crew again? Are you going to do that working with the same people? Because you work with a lot of the people who were in Sean were also in Spaced.
Yeah, and so then there were some new people like Bill Nighy we'd never worked with before,
uh-huh.
And Lucy Davis from The Office we'd never worked with before.
Uh-huh.
But we'd like to have like Nick Frost in it again and Bill Nighy but there's people that we want to work with.
I think the next one's Muse of the Dead.
Oh yeah, Muse of the Dead.
That's the next one.
What was the other? It was Shaun of the Dead, and then the rumored sequel was
From Dust Till Shaun.
Brilliant.
Please do it.
Yeah, that's worth doing it for the title alone. You were telling me about doing a version where it was like
it starts again.
Yes,
like a parallel universe sequel called Shaun Again. But I don't know whether people would buy that. We should have done that straight away.
Well, you're not that far from straight away.
No, but I don't know. Well, you know, it would be fun. We might do a comic sequel to it, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about maybe doing a werewolf version. Like, Shaun Again would be werewolf?
No, I thought if we did another one, it should be Body Snatchers.
That'd be awesome.
Body Snatchers.
You and I have a fondness for that 70s Donald Sutherland invasion of the Body Snatchers.
You can't get wrong with that one.
It's a tremendous flick. Next up, we're going to, in the next hour, or the last hour, because we're coming
to
a...
We're already in the last hour.
We are in the last
20 minutes
hour.
In.
Oh, in the last 40 minutes, we're going to be doing some more news, News Askew, as we're calling it. That's our cute little nickname for it. And we're going to do a bunch of calls. Actually, we should really turn the latter half of the show, the last segment, over to the callers, don't you think, and let them rate the show. And rate it honestly. None of this fanboy nonsense. Just be like, look, wasn't that good? You wasted my time. Can't believe I stayed up for this. I'd have rather masturbated and gone to bed.
That's what Jason's thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
Do we have to break or no?
Yes.
All right. We're breaking. Kevin Smith Show on the Talk Station.
Writer, director, actor, talk show host. You know it. It's the Kevin Smith Show on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Kevin Smith here with Brian Lynch.
Hello.
Maddie, our producer. Say hi, sir.
Hello, sir.
Maddie, who did us a solid by coming down from San Francisco to produce the show tonight.
I would do anything for you, Mr. Smith.
Sweet man. And also our special guest, Edgar Wright.
Hello, Mary.
That's your Dick Van Dyke.
That's my Dick Van Dyke.
Awesome Dick Van Dyke. We're missing Jason Mewes. He went out to grab a cigarette. But in the meantime, we'll talk about a little bit about the news. You know, PETA targeted J-Lo at a recent film premiere. Can I tell you about it?
Please do, Kevin. Tell us about it.
Thank you. Dozens of protesters representing the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals greeted Jennifer Lopez at the premiere of her new movie, Monster-in-Law, with signs declaring her the monster in fur.
That doesn't even rhyme.
It doesn't at all. And don't you think the PETA people would be better off, you know, at the Flicka set instead?
Yes, maybe.
Where they could maybe save a horse or two.
And J-Lo might be, too, because then she could just wear it once it's done.
She'd be like, is that dead? Can I wear it? The protesters, who included some people dressed in animal suits, complained that yeah, that's kind of hot, actually.
I know, I like that.
What are those things called when people wear those suits?
Furries.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't say that they were having sex together, though. Complained that they have asked several times that Lopez eliminate fur from her clothing line, but have been ignored. Lopez was asked what she thought of the protesters. She said, I don't.
Wow. That's got to hurt PETA.
Zing! Zing!
PETA, actually...
Wanda Sykes, who apparently is in the movie Monster-in-Law with her, piped in with, it's America. You have a right to protest and do whatever you want to do.
She's so right.
Do what you like. J-Lo, did you say you were having problems in the upstairs bathroom, sir, way back?
Yeah, I left some remnants.
Did you?
Yeah, a little gift from me to you.
You didn't get the toilet to flush?
Well, it kind of, yeah. Because
one usually flushes the toilet.
It's got some problems.
Yeah. Got to jiggle the handle.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
One time, Jennifer Lopez came over my house, the one and only time she came over my house, when she was breaking up with Ben Affleck. And
they dated?
They, for a little while.
It's insane.
I don't know if you've read anything about it. And it was really weird because she was, you know, heartbroken. She didn't want to be breaking up with the dude. And you know, she was desperate if she turned to me for advice. Where she, you know, she came over and was crying. And it's so weird in a moment like that when somebody is that famous, right, and you're like, you're not supposed to cry. You're supposed to be Jenny from the Block.
Right.
Did she?
I'm fooled by the rocks that you've got.
Jenny used to have a little. I mean, look at that.
Yeah,
way.
Now you've got a lot. And there she was actually kind of like tearing up. And in that moment, you know, you're just like, oh, this is a chick who's just kind of broken.
Did she wipe her tears away with her mink stole?
No, what she wiped her tears away with was the dead body of one of the horses from the Flicka set. No, she wiped her tears away with, this is the weird part, like she needed a tissue and I didn't have any upstairs in the living room. So I went to the nearest bathroom and grabbed a roll of toilet paper, you know, which wasn't very classy, but whatever. In that moment, she from the Block, so she can deal with TP.
She rolls with that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. She, no pun intended. Or pun intended, roll.
I didn't mean it, but I kind of meant it.
Thousand cheese lasts longer. So she's wiping her eyes and stuff like that, and then we continue talking. And it was kind of, this is kind of touching and kind of sad and you know, just kind of sweet, because those two are actually kind of a cute couple. So we wrap up, right? And she's like, I gotta hit the bathroom before I leave. I said, oh, you know, it's right down here over by the staircase. So she goes in to use the bathroom, and I head downstairs. And as I'm waiting for her downstairs, I realize that I took the only roll of toilet paper out of the bathroom so she can wipe her eyes with it. But if there's no toilet paper there, she doesn't, what?
Right.
What does she do?
That'd be weird if she didn't even notice.
She's like, I'm not
her.
A wiper anyway. I mean, I guess it's not so much a problem if she was tinkling, but what if it's a duke?
Mm-hmm. And a duke from her.
I know, right? from the junk in the trunk. That was, I thought about that for quite some time, though.
Did you ever say anything?
I never brought it up to
her.
I didn't want to, because, I mean, she was already feeling really low and stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be like, the red light's on. Did we get dumped?
Do we get dumped?
No.
No.
I would have taken that opportunity.
Speaking of that, you would have knocked?
If I was there, I would have been like, here, let me give this to you and open the door really quick.
Yeah,
and
because it's like it's like when your daughter's like, can I have toilet paper? And you open the door and slip it in a little bit. I don't think I can bust that on
Jay. Well, no, but I wouldn't have slipped it in. I would have opened the door wide open.
You're
and
like, you
hello?
Need something?
What's like Lydia Squiggy bursting into the bathroom.
Hello.
Hello.
But J-Load. I never found out. Never got to ask. Do you think she used the hand towel?
Oh, God. I mean, well, you can tell.
I hope.
Maybe she took it with her, and I just didn't notice.
There's not one
she
in there.
She wore it around her neck.
There's no hand towel in there?
No.
Because she took it months ago.
Just saying.
I always thought maybe that was kind of weird. How weird to be like, you're already having not a very good day,
yeah.
And you're sad about your relationship ending and whatnot, and you have to turn to the likes of a Kevin Smith for some meager advice. Because I happen to know the guy, and then to top it all off, you're left there just like trying to do the booty shake to.
But
get
if anyone
few
can,
drops.
If anyone can do the booty
she
shake,
she totally could, right. Couldn't she?
Do you think she's driving around L.A. right now, all happy, and she hears your voice like, I can't even see what my friends up
with
to.
Her new husband?
I'm like, what? The
she's like, Mark Anthony's mentioned? Like, what did you do? How did you wipe? And she's like, it's none of your business, Mark.
She just kicks her out of the car,
and she's like, you always do this to me.
She'll be in
and
her
he's
crying
like,
tonight.
I've never done this to you.
Oh, poor J-Lo.
Almost, sir.
Yeah, that was my little scene. And scene.
Time for naps.
Time for naps, indeed. Speaking of bathroom breaks, you're listening to the Kevin Smith Show on the Talk Station. Kevin Smith with you. Brian Lynch. Hello. Jason Mewes. Edgar Wright, our very special directorial guest.
Hello.
How would you say the show's going so far, Edgar?
I like it. I'm sort of, you know, it's not, I feel invigorated.
Do
I
you really?
I feel on a second wind.
Where were you? You were out drinking?
A little bit, but I just got off a plane. I just got off a plane from London.
Right.
I went out for a little drink.
Did you go out by yourself?
No, I went out with some friends.
Did you?
Yes. That's the end of the anecdote.
I actually have
there's like no name dropping to be done there.
I have a question.
Kind of hoping you're like, I was out with J-Lo and she used the potty.
I kind of have a question real quick about what he just said.
Wait, can you know what? You know what? A lot of people have questions about what he said and they should call 888-9710
okay.
To ask those questions. But
I don't want to
sound
stupid.
That was a good segue.
Thank you.
I don't want to sound stupid or anything, but what's London? what does it do?
What does it do?
Yeah. Mr. Lynch shows up!
Thank you. On every break, Maddie's asking me to be more retarded.
Which is
each time.
So
each
there you
break, go, you
like,
have it.
Or you got to be the dumb
eventually
one.
I'm just going to fling poo across the room.
P-O-O-H?
Yes.
Take her, please.
You guys can't see it, but it's funny.
Let's go to David on line three. David, you got a show name suggestion? You from Detroit,
hey guys,
sir?
It's Dave.
Are you from Detroit?
Yes, I am.
God, a lot of calls from outside the area.
Nobody yeah, here. I got a great name. The Amusing Mr. Smith Radio Show.
Oh.
That conveniently leaves out one of us.
Awesome. Our board op was telling what Muse was out of the room before, and he said, well, you guys are unamusing.
Unamusing.
Which makes him immediately funnier than anybody in this room tonight.
And then Kevin went, oh,
you should
Jay
be here,
Muse,
sir.
And he's like,
we should
no,
be over
I...
there running things.
He didn't even know Jay's last name was Muse.
Yeah,
he was
we're like, what a great pun. He's like, pun.
Pun.
I'm also friends. I've done work with the guys from Sponge. Now, Vinny's telling me that you dig Sponge a lot.
Oh, of course. Love Sponge now, in a big, bad way.
I'm an independent film producer, and I produced a film called Rachel's Attic. If you want, I can send you a copy of the film, because they are in the film. And their music's in the film as well.
Do it up, sir. Do it up. I love Sponge. I also love SpongeBob.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob on Fair Pants. He's starting a fourth season. Did you know that that they've only done three seasons of that show?
Yeah.
Feels like they've done many more.
What'd you think of the movie?
Not wild about it.
I had the best ending in years, though.
Did you?
With that of nowhere, the 80s rock song.
That was a pretty awesome.
Amazing.
I'm a goofy goober. I've got a kid, so I've heard that song a zillion times.
I've got me, so I've heard that song a zillion times.
They're putting 20 new episodes into rotation this year, and the first one is called Fear of a Krabby Patty, SpongeBob's dream job as a fry cook. Loses its sizzle when the Krusty Krab extends its hours to round-the-clock service.
Wow, he's going to be up for one of the drug awards next year.
Right? He's getting a prism.
Now, I thought he was made manager at the end of the movie. I'm just saying. And I ignore the continuity.
They ignore continuity. So. Retcon, I believe they call that.
Do they?
Yeah.
I try not to.
Didn't he kiss Leia and then it turned out it was his sister as well?
I don't know what that reference is. I gotta admit. I'm sorry.
other shows to look out for. Commemorating the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II, PBS's American Experience examines the war's final year from the American capture of the Mariana Islands in the Central Pacific in July 1944 to the surrender broadcast of Emperor Hirohito in August 1945. They coupled that. That was after SpongeBob.
You were halfway through that when I realized it wasn't an episode of SpongeBob. I honestly, I was like, wow, they're breaking out a little.
So weird to put those two together.
Is it, though, if you think about it?
A better-than-average actor, Lou Diamond Phillips, stars in a better-than-average film, Murder at the Presidio.
Lou Diamond Phillips from Bats?
Yes, sir.
Ah, oh, wow.
From Bats. La Batsba.
La Batsba.
Very good. Thank you. I'm giving a man his props. Ashley Olsen, diva in development, Ashley Olsen, and a passel of pals partied at the Waikiki Wally's on East 2nd Street and tried to bring their own booze.
Wow. Did you know Ashley Olsen has a twin?
Not sure.
No. True.
Not it's sure. True. They don't mention her in
I've
this
I've read
article.
About it.
The mini mogul and her trademark giant shades. Really? That's a trademark? I thought the trademark was the fact that she had a twin more than anything
no,
else.
No, it's the sunglasses, evidently.
Really, apparently. She pulled up in a limo with a half dozen girlfriends at 3:30 a.m. one recent night after the joint had already closed its doors and brought booze in. Brought her own booze. BYO booze.
She drinks.
Booze.
Michelle, what are you doing?
I believe it's Ashley. Oh, Michelle from the show.
Yeah, her character's name was Michelle.
350th episode of The Simpsons on tomorrow night.
What's The Simpsons?
Tonight, actually, being that we're into tomorrow. Simpsons. God, it's the show that... forget it.
We can do a Family Guy.
I was going to. Yeah. And then I was like, forget it. You can't do a Family Guy, an anti-Family Guy joke.
The board will light up if
oh,
you do a
Oh, my God.
Guy.
People love the Family Guy show. I don't quite understand it.
Really?
Yeah. You a Family Guy guy?
I can't understand why you wouldn't like it.
Don't even get me started. I'm a Simpsons guy.
Me too.
I like to split. I think the world is split into two camps.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You it's can't like Elvis like, and the Beatles. You can't like them both.
Totally. It's like on. Prince and Michael Jackson. We all like Prince now.
Prince,
hey, I like Prince at the time.
Yeah, I've always liked Prince. For a while. We tried to open the show with Bat Dance.
How it hot didn't would work that out. Have would have been great.
No, none of the music cues panned out. Did you guys hear
I
about this?
Sang it.
Can you do a little bit?
No.
I can do a bit.
Do it, sir. Rock it.
Keep busting.
Yes.
Say, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you. That was all right. That was Edgar Wright, ladies and gentlemen. Not that bad, a.k.a. Kevin Smith Show with Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes, Brian Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about The Runaway Bride?
No.
This chick,
is that that new Julia Roberts film, right?
It is. Distressed, out of cash, and in disguise, a missing Georgia bride-to-be turned up on a seedy stretch of Route 66. One more six and it would be evil. And told authorities Saturday that she'd been abducted. Then, cop to the truth. She fled the pressure of her looming wedding.
Why does she just not get married?
Why would you tell the cops, I've been abducted? And then be like, not really.
Well, it's like, I got to get out of my wedding, but it can't be a big deal. So I'm gonna act like I was kidnapped.
Jennifer Wilbanks, 32, was picked up by police after a cross-country bus trip that took her through Las Vegas to a payphone outside a 7-Eleven where she called her fi aunt, John Mason. That was a little raising eyes for Edgar. He's a big fan. Late Friday and said she had been freed by kidnappers. She went through the process of elaborate lie.
Yeah.
Like, I'd been abducted and now I'm free. Friend of ours got kidnapped recently.
Yeah.
Brian Johnson. Yeah, our friend Brian Johnson got carjacked. And, carjacked, and then the dudes, you know, put a gun in his face, and they were like, get out of the car. And he tries to give him the car. He's like, here, it's all yours. And like, get in, you're coming with us. So technically, he was also kidnapped. And he told our friend back home, Walter Flanagan, and Walter's like, well, what do they want for ransom? Like, he went by the literal kind of, like, Robert Louis Stevenson kind of kidnapped definition.
Well, what happened to him? You can't just leave it.
Oh, we don't know.
He was, we haven't heard from him since. I was in the middle of a phone conversation with him on a cell phone, and he was like, I'm being abducted. Click. And that was that.
Like, oh, this is going to make great radio.
He's a run-off with the Runaway Bride.
He is. He hooked up with Jennifer Wilbanks, and they made a phone call from the 7-Eleven together.
He left the car.
And they found the car, too.
Yes.
They found the car. Not only did they find the car, but they found the cell phone, his cell phone, which was in the car, which the guys who took the car used to take pictures of one another.
Mm-hmm.
smart criminals, aren't they?
That was your friend?
That was your friend? That was my friend.
Oh, that story is all over all the, like, wacky news sites.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're like car, you know...
Carjackers.
Dumb robber news.
Yes.
I love dumbrobbernews.com. It's so catchy.
This is going to break your heart, Brian Lynch. A Boulder school puts a halt to cuddling.
Jay, you and I have to separate. Sorry. Oh.
One Boulder Middle School has instituted a ban on PDAs. No, not Palm Pilots and other handheld devices, but public displays of affection. Centennial Middle School administration says there's too much of it going on. It's gotten out of control, and the students aren't happy about it.
Is there cuddling in school?
Apparently, they're cuddling in school.
They're like spooning
one another.
Yeah. Yeah. Spooning on the gym mats.
During English lessons. I mean, how are you supposed to say bye to your girlfriend? Centennial Middle School eighth grader Noah Hahn asked the Daily Camera.
Hot?
You just say bye. You don't have to hug him.
I usually just say, why are you so mad at me? Like, why are you storming away?
I usually say, this is over, and walk away. Well,
who's that dude that's kissing you?
The school has officially banned hugs in the hallways.
Well, not in these hallways.
No. So thankfully, the hallways here are hug-friendly. What a weirdo. Come on, man. Do you really need to ban a hug?
Yeah, I'm in Colorado.
What's next? What's next? Reset.
No,
line
seriously, what's next?
Yeah, that's what I was asking Maddie. What's next? Next, we got to reset. You're listening to Kevin Smith right here, talking to Brian Lynch, talking to Jason Mewes, talking to Edgar Wright. And we're going to go to line three and take a phone call. Somebody wants to say hi, darling. Darling.
Yes, indeed.
Is your name really Darling?
It is.
Oh, what a cruel childhood you must have had.
Hippie mom.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Couldn't have guessed.
I've got a name for you. Beef Stew with Kevin and Mewes.
What?
Beef
Stew with Kevin and Mewes.
Again, leaving out
Lynch. With a side of Lynch.
Thanks, Darling.
But also, basically, I just wanted to tell Edgar, man, what a great... flick. What a good surprise. I rented Shaun of the Dead, and it was just such a surprise. I was so happy. I recommend it to everyone. Not very many of my friends have not seen it at this point, and I just think it's like, it's a great film.
Thank you very much. That's very, very sweet of you, darling.
Absolutely.
Don't patronize her.
That was great.
I think that's a little too overly familiar.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Have you heard on your way out here about all the L.A. Freeway shootings?
No. What's going on?
It's happening again. A string of highway shootings since mid-March have left four people dead in Southern California and raised fears of a return to the bad old days of the 80s when the Los Angeles area gained a reputation for freeway gunplay. I don't know. Apparently, lots of people are being shot on the freeway.
Is that like open season in L.A. story?
Yes, exactly. A little bit. Everything between film people comes down to a movie reference. If it hasn't happened,
I have no other frame of reference whatsoever.
City makes me nervous to actually drive around it, and I do drive around it quite a bit. But,
so do I. But I avoid the freeways. I've never driven on it.
Yeah,
I never will.
I have driven on it, but it makes me... honestly, I'm not as nervous about driving on the freeway as I am driving on the streets.
Well, I've driven like you just red cry. Light.
Yeah,
you just weep while you drive.
I wail and gnash my teeth.
People go to shoot you, and they go, oh. That guy's really upset.
He looks pretty upset. Speaking of shooting, distraught man shot by Seattle police. Police who went to the aid of a distraught man jumping off a bridge in Seattle ended up shooting him early Friday morning.
I zoned out. Congratulations. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Spokeswoman Deborah Brown says officers were trying to calm the man when they struggled and shots were fired. The man in his 20s was taken to Harborview Medical Center with life-threatening injuries. So the dude was going to jump off the bridge and kill himself.
Right.
And then the cops got involved and he got shot. And then he went to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. So essentially he got what he wanted.
Is he fine?
It happened at about 4:15 a.m. at the First Avenue South Bridge. Over the Duwamish River, as the man's wife and child were in a car.
Oh, God.
The man's mother had reportedly called police to say he was suicidal.
Wait, so the guy was driving with his wife
I can't say specifically, but it sounds like they were driving, and he was like, hold on a second, I forgot something. And he pulled over, and he went to jump off the bridge, and cops came, and they struggled, and they shot him.
In front of the kid, maybe?
And the wife.
Yeah. Well, the wife.
Brown says the man jumped off the bridge twice at a low level, two practice jumps. After the first jump, he went back and tried again before police arrived.
Well, you don't want to look stupid in front of the wife.
How far was it?
It doesn't say. You want specifics, right? I'm going to say Mark Twain. Which, as we all know, is a measurement. Hey, you're listening to Kevin Smith here with Brian Lynch and Jason Mewes and Edgar Wright.
Sir, number three is for
me. Kevin Smith Show on the Talk Station.
No, now
call
it's
in,
my
people.
Show.
888-9710. Right now, we're turning it over to the Mewes Show for the next few minutes. And Jessica on line three has a question for Jason.
Hi. I met you... Well, actually,
this is going to end all
bad.
By met him, she means had him.
No.
No. Not yet.
Where did we meet?
Well, I'm at Volgerthon. Oh. I had your name written on my nails.
Oh.
But I had a question to ask you when we were there. My friends wanted me to ask, is which movie you had more fun making, was Potluck or RSVP?
I would say RSVP.
Two of the non-Kevin Smith movies. Interesting.
Because the other one, I was only there a couple of days, so... And I was high.
Were you high?
So I don't really remember it.
Were you high? Can we talk about you being high or not being high anymore? Is it easier for you to talk about now that it's in the past, or you're like, yeah. I just assume not talk about it?
No, it's fine.
It's fine. How do you feel not being high?
I feel good.
Yeah? Yeah. What was it like when you were high? Was it good?
It was when I was actually high or the...
Yeah.
It felt good. Being high felt good, not...
Not
being strung out. Didn't
let's
feel
say,
good.
I remember back in the day, you used to tell me if you could get a warehouse full of OxyContins, like, and never have to go looking for them or have to worry about how to get them, you would stay high forever. Now that you've been clean 2 years, would you, if you can get that warehouse full of OxyContins, and mind you, you're on the radio, where people who manufacture OxyContins might be listening.
Might be fans.
Might be fans. Might be like, hey, what a great advert for our drug that would be. What would, would you still, do you still stand by that? They used to break my heart when you say that. No.
Did you have to add that before you said, now you know my answer?
What? That break the heart?
Break your heart?
I did kind of layer really, the question.
I wouldn't. I do wish I can get high once in a while, but I can't, so.
What if you had your, if you could, what would your poison be? Booze? Heroin?
No, I would say OxyContin.
Would you?
Like if I could just take one like once every 6 months and just chill home, I would do it, but.
No more, though. You don't have to live like that anymore,
I don't,
sir.
But I wouldn't want to be high all the time, no.
No. Not even once in a while.
No?
No.
Sorry. No.
Said like just telling you how you feel.
No, I wouldn't then.
I often wondered if we would ever get to the two-year mark, and getting to the two-year mark has been nothing short of phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Oh, thanks.
Do you think you'll make it to the 10-year mark?
I hope.
One day at a time, right, sir?
Yeah.
Keep coming back.
I can't, you know, I go to meetings and people have like 22 years and then they're like talking about getting strung out again. So
22 years, you know, and they fall off the wagon?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's crazy because you think after that time you're like, oh, never again. But so hopefully not. We'll see.
And then you're like on the set of Flicka and the third horse dies and you're like, oh, God, I got to get high.
That could maybe bring me back. I don't know.
Really, if you want to set in an animal
I don't think dog. Anything, one thing could bring me back to want to get high. Like,
you don't think remember the Killing Joke, that Alan Moore Joker comic where they maintain one bad day turned a normal guy into the Joker. Do you think that could happen to you?
No. He did fall into a vat of acid there, didn't
that
he?
Too. That was part of the one bad day.
Like I fall in a vat of OxyContins.
Hillbilly heroin, they call it.
It's good.
That would be chilling.
No, it's
joke.
Bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
That was the drug that what's his name was into, Rush Limbaugh. He kind of popularized it by. He was a radio guy too.
And Jack Osborne.
Jack Osborne was into it?
Right on the Osborne's rehab special. They said that.
Did they?
Yeah.
We just saw Jack Osborne tonight. It was earlier today on the Reuters website. They've got this little video clip of him. Taipei kickboxing, which was really random. We were looking at the Tom and Katie Holmes kissing video, and Muse was just like, "Hey man, Jack Osborne's name's right there." And we clicked on it, and there he is. He's in the ring, like kickboxing.
He knocked the dude out.
Was it impressive? Did he look like he knew what he was doing?
I mean,
Tom knocked Cruise. Him out.
I thought it was pretty good. He knocked him out.
Tom Cruise kissing Katie.
That was hot. That was hot. He knocked her out too.
They didn't really show the kissing, but...
Remember, at the very end, they did the kiss.
Not really, though.
Not enough for your taste.
They showed him, like, grab her neck and go in for it. But I was more interested in the kickbox, and he wanted to watch people kiss.
So. I did. I like watching people kiss. I don't like watching people fight.
No?
No.
If you can combine both.
But it's Jack.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
But you've seen Jack. Like, I would never...
I gotta tell you, I was a little... I've hung out with Jack sometimes, and I'm like, wow, now I'm glad I never got into a fight with him. Because there are a few times... You even said it, too. You're just like... I always thought I could take him, but maybe not.
Yeah.
What was the Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes kissing video?
Apparently they were in Rome. Apparently their relationship has kind of gone public. They were in Rome at some film event, and they kissed. They were together holding hands, and then they kissed.
I don't find that very interesting.
There was the thing.
I don't know. I think that's kind of
who cares about kid. You know, who cares?
Yeah.
There was the
well,
thing
we
that they said.
Talking about it.
There was the thing they said in the papers about the
I mean,
fact that
different
she's...
if like her boob fell out and he was grabbing it or something on the
OJ,
air.
And then that happened.
Yeah.
No.
P.S.
Can we watch that again?
Boobs fell out. Boobs were falling they all were, over the joint.
They were, you know, they were kissing just before he went into Blockbusters to rent out the gift. They were going to watch it together.
Right. You see that? You're speaking of the boobs falling out. They're on display in the gift.
Yeah. Very much so.
Big time, which was weird because she was on Dawson's. What was her character's name?
Joey.
Joey. Mm-hmm. Sweet little Joey. I ran into her once. I've only ran across that chick once, and she was I was very charmed by her.
She was a nice lady?
She was a little... I would never call her a lady. I didn't mean, of course, she's a lady, but I would
she's
always
Mrs.
think
Tom
of her
Cruise.
As a little girl. Yeah, now I think of her as Mrs. Tom Cruise. But we were... I did the MTV Movie Awards one year, the year that I kissed Affleck on the MTV Movie
you
Awards.
You did?
I did. Me and Affleck kissed.
I watched that.
See, I'd rather watch that.
You see, yeah, that's
over
a hot
and over.
Kiss.
We could talk about that.
He grabbed my neck and stuff.
No,
just like Cruise style.
Oh, that's hot.
But afterwards, we went to this party at the Buffalo Club. I got dragged to the party because I'm so not a party guy. The wife was like, "Let's go to the party." And as we were leaving, like an hour later, I'm crossing through a very crowded room, and Katie Holmes is there, and we kind of go face to face, and she goes, "You're really funny."
Comedy.
It was kind of a hey comedy kind of moment. And that I was like, I kind of melted a little bit right there.
Then she go, hokey spokes, mister. I sure want to date Tom Cruise someday.
Oh, that's adorable. Rocky the Flying Squirrel?
No, she's a little girl. And a flying squirrel.
And now she's a, no, she's not a girl, but not yet a woman.
She's the first lady of film now. That she's
you think
dating
so?
Tom Cruise, yes.
First lady of film. You listen to Kevin Smith talking to Brian Lynch, Jason Mewes, Edgar Wright. On what's the name of the show?
Beef Stew.
Beef Stew is not bad. I still like Not That Bad.
Not That Bad.
Here's the list. Not That Bad.
I actually hate all of them.
Or it's on the talk
so
station,
bad?
By the way. Call us up, 888-9710, and let us know. This is we're coming into the final stretch. I think we've got 5 minutes left of the show, or 6 minutes. Six? Call up, let us know what you thought of the show. Should we do it again? We probably don't even have an option. This may be the first and only time you hear us here on the
I
radio.
Think we have an option the other way. Like, we have to.
I think why not? I mean, why wouldn't you give me at least a Saturday night show from 11 o'clock to 3?
I
Who's
agree.
Listening?
I agree.
Totally, right?
Yeah. Let's get these
last
three
morning
show
because the morning show spot's going to open up, isn't it?
We want that.
That's what you want. Maddie wants the morning show.
Also, Kevin, you got a lot of people online.
Let's get three show
names. 50 minutes this one person's been waiting. Let's roll
we'll get
the
to them.
Calls.
Okay, let's go. Who's the 15-minute one?
50 minutes?
55-0.
Marshall
and Sherman Oaks. What's up,
Hi.
Sir?
Hi. Well, I've been waiting to talk. I'm a big fan.
Turn your radio down, sir.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
All right.
Oh, I lost him. I'm sorry.
Waited too long.
Go, Marshall.
Rory in South Carolina on line 5. How are we doing so far?
How you doing?
How are we doing?
I'm doing great.
No, how are we doing?
You guys are doing awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Awesome.
That's the highest compliment one can give in South Carolina. You are awesome.
Should I have said y'all are awesome?
Y'all are awesome. Yeah. I'll take awesome, sir.
Hey, I was wondering if you'd seen the independent movie Star Wars Revelations.
I have not. What is it?
It's something done by Panic Struck Studios. About a 40-minute
Do you have film. Any connection to Panic Struck Studios, sir?
None at all.
Interesting.
None at all. It's all he did it. All the actors are volunteers. He did it for less than 17.
And what minutes. Is what is it about?
It's a side story. It's after Darth Vader.
Wrap it up, sir. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
And him and the Hand of the Empire kind of like debating over this seer. And they're trying to get an artifact.
Interesting.
Wow, that sounds so dumb.
That's pretty hot. Look it up on the net. Google Star Wars Revelations. And peep it out. What was it? Panic Studios? Is that what it's called?
It wasn't George Lucas online, was it?
That was George Lucas going, have you seen my new movie?
And stop wearing shirts.
Some dude jumped onto my website, Edgar, and ragged me for writing that Sith review. And maintain that I wear shirts on my movies like George Lucas wears shirts on his movies.
It's what? True, though.
Yeah. That was his big complaint. He says, I'm copying Lucas by wearing a shirt. It's insane, sir.
Marshall's back.
Dude, your boy Marshall's back.
Marshall.
How are you?
You there?
Yeah, I'm there. Okay, I've been laughing hysterical through the whole show.
Right on.
So, okay, I hope. Are you guys going to be on more than just tonight?
I think this is it. I can't imagine them ever putting us back on the air again.
I had a name for it, but I was hoping it wasn't going to be a one night only.
Oh, one night. You know what? I think that may be the most accurate title of the show.
Fun night only.
Fun night. Very good. Very good.
Fun night lonely.
One night only. What are you doing next? What's your next thing you're doing?
Next up, we're probably going to go to In-N-Out, get some burgers.
Cry.
Discuss yeah, what I'm going to cry, going like, it could have been so good. Why did it stink?
It was gorsome. Don't forget, it was gorsome.
Let's go to Albert on line 6. Albert, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys are gossome.
Yes.
Now, I got a name for the show. How about the Talk Hot Box?
The Talk Hot Box. All right,
he peaked with the Gossin
reference.
It's kind of
dirty, a little bit dirty.
I don't get it.
Like when you hotbox, you know, when you're smoking a bowl or something.
Oh, it's not dirty. That's right.
Can
it's
we get Andrew
else.
Back?
All right, on Talk Hotbox, there's an option. Jason from Sherman Oaks, you've been waiting for 40 minutes, sir. God, I hope what you have to say is just earth-shattering.
Hey, I'm enjoying the show. I have a title for it, though.
What is it?
How about Midnight in the Garden of Smith and Muse?
Again, seriously.
Left out.
Yeah. Thanks.
Just imagine
Jason.
Every show title they throw out there, just add with
and
Brian
also Lynch.
Lynch.
Yes. Yeah. Or put Brian Lynch's Midnight in the Garden of Blah,
that's
blah,
a
blah.
Long
what about
title.
Mitz Lynch.
Yeah, but it's worth it. It's worth the trip.
It is worth, yeah. You're absolutely right. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. Yeah. So this is the first and only night of the show?
This is the first night of the show. I don't know if they'll let us do it again. What do you think, Matt?
I'm enjoying it. I think you guys are pretty funny.
I was
than,
talking
like,
to you, Jason. I was talking to our
Jason
about
his nickname for
you,
him.
You,
was Matt.
Honestly, yeah. The show definitely picked up the last 2 hours.
You think so?
I think the first break was just horrible.
The first,
but I think that was just because we were kind of off because we didn't have headphones and
we
there
did
was
get
external
it, but
external
all credit to the guys here. All credit to Mike.
Great
and
staff
all credit
here.
To
thank you
at the talk station.
I'm sorry. Name again,
Brian. Oh, the other guy.
What? Nick?
Dick. It's Dick.
Dick? Dick.
Nick.
Dick.
Dick.
All credit to Mike and Dick. They hooked us up with some earphones before we had to go. Because you would imagine there'd be earphones in a radio station studio, but apparently not. Everyone takes them home and hoards them.
And it was nice, the guy like that you brought in to sidekick started talking at about 12:30. About an hour and a half in, you know, Lynch started talking.
That's awesome.
And that was nice.
I thought you were on fire.
Yeah, I thought I did real well, but that's
Jason's
cool.
been brilliant. Actually, I think Jason
wow,
should get
so
his own talk
Jason's
show.
Butt. It's amazing. But
I like brilliant.
What about Edgar? How'd Edgar do?
Edgar's added class to the show.
Edgar,
like I said,
do you
want to
do a show with me?
The last hour and a half.
Yeah. Lynch and Wright.
Thank you.
Lynch and Wright.
Two more phone calls. We got to go.
Two more phone calls. Yeah, are we outie?
Yeah.
Hank.
This is Hank. How you doing, Kevin?
How are you, sir?
Good. I just want to throw in a name for the show.
Right on.
How about Smith Fitz?
Smith Fitz. That's not bad, man. That's kind of clever.
Glenn Danzig might get mad.
Really?
It kind of popped in my head. And,
don't you
and
think
I know
he's mad anyway?
Late, but
I like it, Hank. Thanks for holding Smith on and telling us that.
Hank, I love
it's
you.
All yours. Have a good night. I like the show.
They did you? Sense. Right on. Yeah. Spread the word.
Last word.
Spread the word. Talk about the show that never will be. Michael. Michael, what are you building?
Got a truck coming in.
What?
I've got a truck coming in.
Truck coming in what? Your living room?
I work at a weight scales.
Oh, you? Whoa. Oh, my God, really? What is that about, sir? I've always seen those, and I never quite understood what they're for. Why are you weighing the trucks?
That's how they figure out how to charge for what they're offloading.
What do you mean? Where do they offload?
They offload at, I'm at an oil refinery.
Uh-huh.
So they weigh in with the product, and then when they offload, they weigh in without the product, and then whatever the difference is, that's what they charge for.
Is this going out live?
You didn't know
what
that,
does this have to do with Star Wars?
Edgar was like, you just edit together the
sir, sir, I hate to break conversation.
I got
to
ask Michael, though. Michael, what's your show name for us?
Lynch Mob.
Lynch yeah. Mob.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you got some props. Respect. I appreciate that.
I want to
that.
Thank Brian Lynch for sitting in with me. I want to thank Jason Mewes. I want to thank Edgar Wright. I want to thank Sarah for calling in. I want to thank Maddie for producing. And thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully we get to do it again.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith Show, a.k.a. Smith Fitz, a.k.a.
Not That Bad.
Not That
Amazing.
Bad. Or
Gorsin.
Oxy Rockin'. There's a title right there. Oxy Rockin' yeah. with Jason Mewes.
Yeah.
If I had a warehouse full, dot, dot, dot. Thanks
Say
for
goodbye,
listening.
Bob.
Good night, everybody.